From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 19 people have been killed when militants attacked a Shiite mosque in northwest Pakistan. At least 60 others were wounded in the attack in Peshawar, where worshippers had gathered for evening prayers Friday. The Sunni Muslim group Jindallah, a splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban, has claimed responsibility. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on the Pakistani government to increase its efforts to protect religious and ethnic minorities. Meanwhile, at least 7 people, including a local chief, were killed when Boko Haram militants attacked a village in Chad. Witnesses said that the militants crossed Lake Chad and attacked the village of Ungubua on Friday. Chadian troops later counterattacked and drove the militants away. A UN Refugee Agency spokesman, Adrian Edwards, said that the violence in Chad and around Lake Chad is creating a humanitarian crisis.
UNHCR is now calling for urgent humanitarian access to refugees and internally displaced people in these countries to provide urgently needed assistance.
Boko Haram has previously launched deadly attacks on towns in Cameroon and Niger. Ukraine's military says 11 soldiers were killed and 40 wounded in fighting in East Ukraine. Military officials say the fighting was particularly intense around the city of Debaltseve. In Washington, a State Department spokeswoman condemned reports of Russian resupplying of weapons in eastern Ukraine. A multilateral agreement calling for a ceasefire begins Sunday. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials and Islamic State suicide bombers mounted a failed attempt to blast their way into the Ain al-Assad airbase, 35 kilometers, that is, north of the capital of Ramadi. More than 300 U.S. military personnel are stationed at the base to train Iraqi Sunni tribal fighters. Edward Uranian has details.
The strategic Iraqi military base had been surrounded by Islamic State militants for weeks. Iraqi media reported that the militants fired a wave of Katyusha rockets and mortar rounds before the suicide bombers attacked the base. An Iraqi army official said that 8 suicide bombers were killed without penetrating the base perimeter. Islamic State militants and other extremist groups are increasingly using multiple suicide attacks to breach base defenses in both Iraq and Syria. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is looking into whether any federal laws were violated in this week's shooting deaths of 3 Muslims near a college campus in the southern state of North Carolina. The family of the 3 slain young people is insisting that the incident is a hate crime. A neighbor has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killings. Police believe a long-simmering dispute over a parking space sparked the shootings. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called on top U.S. officials to condemn the murder of those 3 Muslim students. Speaking to reporters alongside his Mexican counterpart in Mexico City on Thursday, Mr. Erdogan criticized U.S. President Barack Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and Secretary of State John Kerry for what he called their silence over the attack. Mr. Erdogan has been outspoken about what he calls rising Islamophobia in the West. President Barack Obama plans to sign an executive order aimed at encouraging companies and organizations to share more information about cybersecurity threats with the government. Mr. Obama will sign the order at a conference on cybersecurity and consumer protection at Stanford University in California. The White House says the executive order lays out a framework that will include protections for privacy and civil liberties, even as it removes barriers between the government and the private sector. For more on these stories, please be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.